Second Sunday in Lent, Year A. A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord said to Abram, "Leave your country, your kindred, and your father's house for a country that I shall show you, and I shall make you into a great nation. I shall bless you and make your name famous. You are to be a blessing. I shall bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. And all clans on earth will bless themselves by you." So Abram went as the Lord told him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. For the word of the Lord is faithful, and all his works to be trusted. The Lord loves justice and right, and his merciful love fills the earth. Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. Yes, the Lord's eyes are on those who fear him, who hope in his merciful love, to rescue their souls from death, to keep them alive in famine. Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. Our soul is waiting for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. May your merciful love be upon us as we hope in you, O Lord. Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Share in my hardships for the sake of the gospel, relying on the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not because of anything we ourselves had done, but for his own purpose and by his own grace, granted to us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but revealed only by the appearing of our Saviour, Christ Jesus, who both abolished death and brought to light life and immortality through the gospel. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. From the shining cloud the Father's voice is heard. This is my beloved Son. Hear him. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John, and led them up a high mountain on their own. In their presence he was transfigured. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as dazzling as light. And suddenly Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Then Peter spoke to Jesus, saying, "Lord, it is wonderful for us to be here. If you want to, I will make 3 shelters here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He was still speaking when suddenly a bright cloud covered them with shadow, and suddenly from the cloud there came a voice which said, "This is my Son, the Beloved. He enjoys my favor. Listen to him." When they heard this, the disciples fell on their faces, overcome with fear. But Jesus came up and touched them, saying, "Stand up, do not be afraid." And when they raised their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus himself alone. As they came down from the mountain, Jesus gave them this order, "Tell no one about this vision until the Son of Man has risen from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.